This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today on this Friday morning and Friday afternoon, maybe. Maybe it's even Friday evening you've tuned in. On 91.5 FM at WMIE in Brevard County, Florida at 8:45 in the evening. Been on some 17 years at that time. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day. Maybe you're tuned in to WDZY in Virginia at 8:30 in the morning. Greetings and God bless. Thank you for taking the time to tune in today to hear a word from God. God is always broadcasting. It's up to you and I to tune into His frequency. God's got a lot to say today about freedom. We're going to look at how God's plan and the way that God deals with us is changing. It's changed in the New Testament. And I encourage you to read more about it in Hebrews, especially chapter 8 of Hebrews, where you can read that the old covenant is ready to vanish away. The New King James called it obsolete. Now we're seeing God accepting the Gentiles. We saw in chapter 8, verse 14, He accepted the Samaritan. Now they were a special case. Peter and John had to go lay hands on them. That's why the Holy Spirit came on them later than others. Now Peter's receiving this vision of this sheet that descends out of heaven. That's where we're at today. This will wrap up on Monday. Enjoy part two of this message. Arise, Peter, kill and eat.
On the other hand, Satan and his job is to deceive you and entice you into believing a lie. Okay, you want more? Food. Romans 14:14. Paul says, I know and I am, same word we looked at this morning. Some translations say persuaded. The better word is convinced. I am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to unclean, to him it is unclean. Meaning, broccoli might be unclean to you, but not to me. It is to me. Broccoli's unclean to me. Don't cook it around. Don't boil it near me. Don't serve it. Don't waft it under my nose. It's unclean. But to you, it might not be. And not to God. So if it's unclean to you, that's fine. But don't say God is against it, because I know and I am convinced by the Lord that there is nothing unclean by itself. That's what the word says. That's where we stand. And don't send me an 80-page letter that Rabbi Yekiel wrote, because I don't care. I want to know what Rabbi Saul of Tarsus wrote. And that's what we follow here. Sola Scriptura, as Martin Luther said. That means the Word of God alone. We stand on the Word of God alone. This is where all the trouble started from. When men goes, no, that's not what he means. Let me tie all this in. By the way, Paul must have read the Gospel of Mark. One of the greatest lies of the enemy is that you can grow closer to God if you keep the law. You see, it's not a law, it's not a lie designed for you to commit adultery. It's not a lie designed to abandon your family for someone younger. It's not a lie telling you it's okay to move in with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's not a lie telling you homosexuality is fine with God. Just be happy. No, it's a lie designed to draw you closer to God. And it's brilliant. Just keep the law and please God. That's all you got to do. Keep the law. I've heard it so many times. Jesus kept Torah. Well, you're not Jesus. Therefore, you fall short. So what are you going to do? Keep the law like Jesus kept the law. My Bible says the law was our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. You can't keep the law. And you are condemned as a sinner. That's why Paul said, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? You can't keep the law, but that's the deception here. Keep the law and you'll be all right. Look how much God hated the legalism of the Pharisees in the Bible. James, the Lord's brother, wrote this. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. Guilty of the body and the blood of Christ for stumbling at one thing. We read here in chapter 8, one guy said to Peter, please pray that I'll be forgiven of the thoughts that I think of. Imagine that. For the things that you think. Don't even try to keep the law to be right with God. Receive Jesus Christ to be right with God. And then I'll tell you what, you'll keep the law because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm not advocating you to not to be good and keep the law, but you can't do it on your own and you need help. And when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. And now you've got power over the law. You don't have to do those things you used to do. The Bible says you're slaves of sin. Until you believe and receive Jesus Christ, now you're a slave of righteousness. I like that. A slave of righteousness. Think about that. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And they will be filled. Imagine being a slave of that, Darren. A slave of righteousness. You're chained to it. You're chained to righteousness. I'm not advocating you not to keep the law. I'm advocating you to get another Lord and to be slave to something else, somebody else, like a slave to righteousness. But anyway, here, when you're tired of always failing, you quit. You'll quit if you try to keep the law to be right with God. Romans 10:4, it says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ is the end of the law. Follow the word of God alone. Sola scriptura. This is what gets us and people into so much trouble. Following the word. Now, verse 17, now while Peter wondered within himself what this vision was that he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and they stood before the gate, and they called and asked whether Simeon, whose name was Peter, was lodging there. Then Peter thought about the vision. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, yes, I am he whom you seek. Why have you come? For what reason have you come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, he was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. So Peter, just like Philip, didn't prepare a sermon beforehand to take with him. He didn't prepare beforehand what he was going to say. He just did what the Holy Spirit instructed him to do, waited and trusted on God that the words would come later. You go and you listen first when God sends you somewhere. Listen to wherever it is that he sent you. And then you'll know what to say. So the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them, and he had called together his relatives and his close friends. I'm in verse 25. Acts 10:25. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Big mistake. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, for I myself am also a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." All right, so yes, the vision in part does mean God's referring to people here. We'd be ignorant to not see that. But as I have already proved, he's referring to food, too. I already gave you all of the evidence for that, and it's on the handout as well. Verse 29, "Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent to you, as soon as I was sent for. I asked them, 'For what reason have you sent for me?' So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayers have been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, the tanner, by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you.' So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we're all present before God to hear about the things commanded you by God." All right, he didn't prepare a message. He got there. Certainly, Peter's not going to tell him what kind of tackle he uses when the waves are high or what's biting these days out here in Joppa. But he waited to see. He waited to hear what they were going to ask him. And that's how God moves. That's how God works in your life, too.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church. president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author